W4DJW attempting to set the clock on the repeater.
250, control, error, is 11:06 a.m. Saturday, month 1, day of month 18, YR20, error. Error is 11:12 a.m. Saturday, month 1, day of month 18, YR20, error, exit.
W4DJW clear.
W4DJW, KB4CBA, David, you still listening?
KB4CBA, W4DJW, still listening.
Problems with the repeater.
Affirmative. The clock is off by, it thinks it's the 18th instead of the 25th, and it's hours off, so it's not going into net mode when it should, and coming out when it should.
So now you can program it to go in and out of that mode. You don't have to do it manually.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. That's not the way it is. You headed over to Steve's house in a little bit?
Sorry about that. I was getting... I'm at the drive-thru here. Thank you, you too. And I was trying to get my wallet out, and it was a little bit more of a chore than I thought it was going to be. Yeah, I'm headed up there... here in just a minute.
Yeah, I was going to do the same thing, but I need to figure out this repeater. I need to get it back on track. For some reason, it's ignoring me.
Good luck. That's all I can tell you. I wish I could help you with that, but you're on your own. I can hear my rear brake squealer scrubbing on the left side, on the left rear side, so telling me I need some more brake pads. So that's just exciting news. But anyway, at least that's something I can do in the in the garage.
Is that on that Mustang?
I don't know. I bought it used, so I don't know what condition they were in when I bought it. I didn't even look at the brakes. It was supposed to have gone through a checkpoint thing, and they checked off a whole page of stuff that they checked, and brakes was one of them, so... I guess I just whoa them out.
Does that have four-wheel disc brakes?
Four-wheel disc and on the checklist, all the ones I ever did for John Finger for a certified car had the brakes pads had to be 50%. Or greater left, and so anyway, but the rear, of course, they don't do as much work as the front, and they don't easily wear out as quickly, and they're not very difficult to put on, so and I don't. Unless I just keep going here and not change them, I won't have to buy any rotors because it's not scrubbing yet.
KN4VWA.
Hello, Steve. And that, yeah, those things. I used to be able to change those out in a half hour. They were so quick, so easy. If you didn't have to turn the caliper or get new calipers, go ahead, Steve.
David, I just got in the truck, and I'm running over to pick up one more ground rod, and I just happened to hear you. Did you get your issue with the instruments all straightened out the other day?
Yeah, I'll let George Coleman take care of it, and because I've still got a extended warranty on this, and I just pay a deductible, and they fix it.
What did it turn out to be?
Through a P0720 code.
Okay, well, all right. Boy, that really skewed a whole lot of readings throughout your vehicle, didn't it? And you were able to read that with your code reader. At least they're not like BMW, where they just won't give out all the codes.
I don't know anything about BMWs. I don't have a reader for them, and that's a totally different animal. They have a totally different fuel strategy, and they use so it's, you know, and you've got to have a special, you got to have their scan tool to work on it.
Just had a brakes on there today?
I do it when I get home after we throw your tower up.
Well, great, but I was just wondering if you were going to make it up. How about you, David? Are you going to make it up?
If I can get away from him trying to set the clock on the repeater. I had plans to head up that way about 1 o'clock, is that right? An hour and 5 minutes from now.
Yeah, but listen, you come on whenever you get ready, bud. Are you up at the repeater now?
No, I'm trying to set it remotely, set the clock remotely. It's just not, it'll take my handheld inputs, but it won't take my SDR radio inputs for some reason. I've always programmed it with the SDR radio. For some reason now, it doesn't like the inputs from the SDR radio.
And it's not dirty, it's just has something to do with the female genome.
Okay, you completely lost me with that transmission.
Hell, it's just hard to deal with.
Oh, okay, I got you now.
Steve, did you say you needed a grounding rod? Because I got an 8-foot copper grounding rod at the house I could have brought with me.
No, that's not necessary, David. I appreciate that, bud. I got a hardware store over here 7 minutes from the house, and I'm just going to pick one up. And my goal was to have my all of my grounding straps on and everything ready to go by the time you got there. So I've got my rotator on. I got my thrust bearing on. I've got the ground rods for the tower in, but the ground rods I want to get finished are over by the shack so that I can have grounds run from the radios and from the tuners and from the amp right straight down to an independent ground rod. So anyhow, that's the last thing on the agenda, and then I'll get everybody to help me carry that antenna up to the house where we'll lay it on a bench and try to do it.
Well, I'm eating some Bojangles chicken, shifting gears, talking on the microphone, and trying to drive this car while at the same time.
Okay. Hey, David. We always knew that he was a man of many talents and high coordination level. All that tennis, right?
Well, he's getting it done. He's knocking out. He's multitasking.
The tennis is just keeping your eye on the ball. And a lot of times players will telegraph what they're going to do. And so you can, you know, hit it past them. And, they'll go left and you hit it to the right. And, but you just follow the ball and you just be there when it gets back to you as best you can.
Smacking your lips with that chicken, and I haven't had lunch yet either, so I'm going to run on into the hardware store, grab that grounding rod, and grab me something to eat real quick. So I'm going to be checking out of here temporary, going to standby. This is KN4VWA. Clear, you guys. Continue on. Carry on.
Spend too much money. Get you some deep. And Dave, I know you got your hands full there with that. Trying to figure that what you're doing, figure that out.
All right, Steve, catch you later in a little bit, maybe. We'll see. And David, I know you got your hands full too, multitasking. I think I might have my output volume set too high. I'm going to mess around with that and see if I can get it to work in a little bit. And if I get it done, I might see you up there at Steve's in a little bit. W4DJW.
It'd be good to see you. And bring one of your RCs and we can fly it around there. Steve's got about 8 acres up there.
Well, I was going to do that, but I remembered he has them too, so no need to bring mine. We'll just fly his.
Even better. KP4CBA.
W4DJW.
W1RAR Mobile listening.
Was that W1RAL? KP4CBA here. Name's David.
W1RAR. Bridge.
W1RAR. Well, I'm deaf in one ear. I can't hear out of the other one, so. And then I'm mobile at that. So it makes it even harder to hear, even though I've got a good speaker here. I've got one of the old Motorolas. Came out of a old county police car. And I bought it at one of their auctions. I actually worked there at the time at the service center.
Working good now.
Well, the speaker is just—it's just carrying on. I would have thought, you know, that the cloth part of it would have dry rotted by now, but it hasn't, and. And I've taken it apart a couple of times and painted it to match the color, the interior of the vehicle. It's been in three. This is the third vehicle it's been in, and all the interiors were different. So I need to paint it now. It's tan. It's a tan color, and I need to paint it black. So. But I don't want to paint the speaker, so I got to take it apart to paint the frame that it's in. And so that's just one other thing that I need to get done.
W1RAL.
I'm sorry.
Whiskey 1 Romeo Alpha Romeo.
Transmission got a little noisier there, like, you know, like wind noise or something. And I just wanted to make sure somebody else hadn't jumped in there, too.
Should be nice and quiet.
Oh, better. It's amazing, you know, the noise that these mics pick up. I don't know how much noise it's picking up in, from my car, but it's got a good bit of sound deadening material in it, so it shouldn't be. And I don't have, it's a Mustang GT, but I don't have any aftermarket exhaust. It doesn't, it's not very loud unless you just really lay into it. It gets loud then.
Second, I got a phone call. I'll get right back to you. W1 RER.
KB4CVA.